Blog Talk Radio.
Has anybody seen my life?
Oh,
mom?
I can't see my life, mom.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We say and what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go.
This year's Uncensored Radio, and I am one of your hosts this evening. The Biggest Bitch is back. I've been a little away for a little bit, but I'm here. It's me, Jeffrey, and alongside me today I have Mr. Mike J. How you doing, Mike J?
Oh, I'm good. I'm cruising along behind one Costa. I'm going to get me some Domino's later.
Oh, that sounds fun. One Costa. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I didn't hear a word
today.
I said did good.
Yeah, no, I heard you was driving behind one Casa. It's a license plate. But we'll get back to that. We've also got Jim Bob Lips with us. How you doing, Lips?
Oh, God, I'm so tired. It's not even funny.
Well, that's fresh.
Yeah.
Why are you so tired? Were you out late on a hot date?
No, I just, like, oh, my God. It was busy night last night at work, and getting home this morning, it sucked. I hate working overnight. Like, this whole overnight thing is going to kill me.
Well, but you said that escorting is bringing in the most money you've ever had, so it's got to be a good thing, right?
Totally. I mean, the money's great. It's just the hours kind of suck.
Well, that is what happens in the escort business.
Now that you have the money, you get some sex toys?
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm expanding my inventory there, you know. It's great. Cirilla's is a great store. I can't complain.
Well, you know who else is expanding their inventory? I'm going to tell you. The one, the only, the fabulous blonde bombshell, Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. How the hell are you, kitty?
I'm good. I actually have a story about expanding some inventory.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. This just happened this week to me. I was moving out of my house, and so I decided to put all of my valuables in one bag, and just keep that at my friend's house until, you know, I was done having the house painted and having all the repair people in and out, you know. So I get all my jewelry, my checkbook, and all of my vibrators, and I put them in this one big Louis Vuitton bag. And all the vibrators are on top, and it's my friend Jose, the tequila guy. I had him hold it for me. So the other day I was like, all right, I need my bag. Trust me, I need my bag. And so he's on his way over to my house and gets pulled over. And he has a bunch of tequila in the back of his truck, and they're like, this looks suspicious. What's in these boxes? And he's like,
oh, no.
Tequila, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, really? And what's in that bag? And he's like, oh, I don't know. It's my friend. And they're like, yeah, right.
Oh, no.
So they open it, and it's this bag full of a bunch of, like, fancy jewelry boxes and vibrators. And they're like, this is not tequila. What are you running here, sir? What kind of an operation is this? Are you into illegal activity?
Oh, my God. I hope you gave him a happy ending.
Yeah, no, I sure didn't. But I sure did laugh at him because, you know, a girl doesn't need just one. You need several. Like, you need lots of different kinds. You know, I have one with the remote control that's a little. Yeah, I have a Hello Kitty one. That one's just funny.
That's right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Back this up. You stick Hello Kitty up your cooter?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, it's more for just kind of on the outside, but yeah.
Oh my.
If you must know.
Nice.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get on the
Roger
show.
Roger Rabbit or, you know, maybe an Elmer Fudd. I'd do an Elmer Fudd one. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh my God, there's something wrong with you people.
Yeah,
what about,
I
like,
hundredfold
wabbit?
I have...
Wabbit? Wabbit holes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, right. That happened about with my inventory. That was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
The poor Jose was mortified.
I bet. I would have killed you myself.
Yeah, I would have died of shock. I would have been so embarrassed. But, you know, I think the big story that everyone wants to know about is the trials and tribulations of La Casa de Emmett Joya, the new house.
Oh, God.
Everyone's been dying to know. I've been giving them little tidbits over the past few weeks about, you know, the peeling paint and the floorboards and everything else, you know.
Well, there wasn't really peeling paint, but there was, how to put this delicately as is my nature. There was fucking crayons on every fucking wall in this bitch. My friend had five kids. And, you know, they just got a little playful, and they colored all over fucking everything. So, needless to say, there's five kids, and we got an ass-whooping coming from Uncle Jeffrey.
Wow.
Because I used to be their nanny, so I raised them better. But, you know, we're in the middle of the woods. Like, the house is surrounded by woods. Come, you know, and what happens when you have woods surrounding you? You have... which, you know, organic kinds of nature. I'm not really that
kind of
playing lumberjack, but the worst thing was Mama had to call pest control because, you know, I can't do bugs and critters. It's a little much for me. Like, I had an experience. There was a dilapidated trash can on the side porch, and I went to move it, and a pissed off chipmunk came out because I was disrupting his house. And this thing went running away, looked like got to the end of the deck, turned around, barked at me, was like, bah, 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 and then took off running. And I felt horrible. Like, I really felt like a shitty human because really I would have just left it there if I would have known he had taken up residency. I mean, it really, you know, whatever. So this poor son bitch and chipmunk, I done destroyed his house, and he was mad as shit.
And he barked at you.
Oh,
I didn't know chipmunks bark.
I didn't know.
I got a little, like, squeaky, barky thing. Yeah, it's funny as shit. I was like, oops, sorry, Dale.
He's going to come back and get your ass. You watch. You hang your clothes out for summer to dry and get some of that, you know, air.
That trash can was in front of the dryer vent, you know, that goes outside of your house, and it didn't have, oh, dear, it didn't have one of the protectors on it, you know, to keep the critters out.
Oh, no.
Well, come to find out, the dryer that was in there, it wasn't hooked up to the vent properly, and it was blowing in all kinds of shit up into my walls. So we got that addressed and then got the dryer hooked up. Well, we had some more pissed off chipmunks. All of a sudden, you just say, bah, 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 and they come flying out of the dryer vent. It was really fun to see. I could have won America's Funniest Home Videos if I would have just been smart enough to film that. But I was just on the side having a cigarette. Dude turned on the dryer, and out comes, like, three fucking chipmunks that took up residency in my house.
Oh,
and, again,
God.
I felt like a shitty human being because the chipmunks are kind of cute. I keep them. Now, there's some other things, though, that I would not keep. Big Cock pulled out 15 snakes from my front stairs.
Oh, my gosh. How did he pull them out?
He just grabbed them.
He touched them? Ew. Oh, my
gosh.
He picked them right up by his hand and went and threw them out in the woods.
He is crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and every time there was another one, I'm like, is that the same one? I'm like, did it come back? He's like, oh, no. Come here. And then I look down and over by the hole. Yeah, there's a whole shit ton.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of
snakes were there? Dramatic. Well, they were like gardener snakes, so they were not very big.
Oh.
But they were getting pissed, and they were trying to bite him. And apparently, if you throw them or you squeeze them too hard, apparently they squeal. We did find that.
Oh, my God. That would have been funny.
Yeah, poor. It wasn't cute. So then, if that wasn't to cast me out, oh, Lord Jesus, Mary, Mother, Pearl, please pray for my soul. we had a little incident. We come back in the house at night, and we turn on the light, and I look over on the wall, and there looks to be, what appears to be, a cockroach.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, wait, on the inside? On the outside? What?
It's in the inside. So now at this point, I'm already having a nervous breakdown because we have to repaint every ceiling, every wall, and redo hardwood floors in, like, you know, less than a week. It's like DIY what? Disaster game makeover, and it was.
That sounds fun.
So,
that's a cool name. I like it.
I see this cockroach-looking thing and, you know, grab Tupperware, and I'm trying to catch it because I'm like, oh, it ain't going down like this.
Okay, now, you wanted the video of the chipmunk. I need the video of that shit.
Well, we got the roach. It wasn't actually me. It was somebody else because I was screaming like a bitch. to which then I called pest control and was like, I'm going to need you out here today. And they're like, why, what's the problem? I said, I'm not for certain, but there's this roach-looking creature, and I can't do it. Like, you need to come out, or otherwise I'm setting the bitch on fire. I'm just going to burn the whole house down with all the shit we've moved, and I'm going to start from fresh. It's not a problem. Really, I'll get an apartment. I'll go live in a motorhome somewhere, but mama is not living anywhere where there's a roach. It's just not happening. It's no.
I love the way you say roach.
Wow, and the thing is, it's like, everybody knew, like, I had cracked because the next day I'm coming in and we're down in the basement because it's finished. And I'm going, oh, cockroach, you got to get out. You're getting your eviction notice. I'm telling you, it's not going to go well for you. Here's the thing. 10 years ago, I lived here as their nanny. 10 years ago, the computer was down in one of the rooms in the basement, and I'd be down there. And lived here for over a year. I think I saw two of these things, but they flew. So I'm like, what the hell kind of cockroach flies? Like some kind of wooden creature. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, cockroach. But I would scream and come running up the stairs, and Mimi said, that's crazy. She's like, I've never seen no fucking roach. You're out of your mind. Okay, bitch. So flash forward towards the end of my reign here, and her boyfriend and I are laying on the couch, and all of a sudden across the big screen TV, what do you think's crawling across the TV? This cockroach-looking thing. Well, and it starts flying through the room. So at that point, you know, I didn't know cockroaches fly. Did you? I didn't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. So they never thought nothing of it. Like, when they left, there was still food in the pantry. Like, we tore up floors. We ain't seen no cockroach. So I'm like, well, it can't be cockroaches, but it looks like a cockroach, so what do we do? So I called the pest control. They thought I was crazy, but they came out. And he said, what had happened was, it's not a type of roach that infested your house. It's a wooden cockroach. And
what
they come in through. Apparently, they come in through open doors, open windows. If it gets a little chilly, they like to catch some heat. But they don't eat food or whatever type this was. I could be mistaken. Don't quote me. Like, you know, you a pest control person, you listen to the show, I could be an asshole. I don't know. Just figure out what the hell ever looked like a roach that eats leaves and shit outside of the house and then gets in through the window. It's that. But, so, he's like, you're not infested. They went through the whole house. I signed up for the quarterly service. You know, kind of like you would if you were in Arizona or probably in Vegas. You probably had to do it, right?
Yeah, of course. What we have to do is have people come out, like, every month and spray in the ducts of your house.
Right. Well, that's what they did here and sprayed in all the holes and, like, you know, there was ants and things, too. So they, like, you know, had to clog up all the holes because I was just not. I'm like, if it's moving and it's not a human, it's got to go. You know, so they just thought I was crazy. So needless to say, they came, doused the house. I was like, I don't care if it kills children. They're going to have to get through it. Maybe, you know, it'll give them a few extra chromosomes or something. I don't really care, but they got to go. So they sprayed the house, all is well. But then we found an ant's nest. They had to come back out. But the great thing is, it's a service that if there's any problems in between, they come right out. So, you know, I was an asshole, found a nest of ants, and I called them. Well, the next day I find this big tarantula-looking thing, I call them again. So they've been out here three times on top of their initial visit so far. I feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
No kidding.
Damn.
Anytime I see something, I call them. And I'm like, you got to come. and deal with this problem because I can't do it.
Oh my God!
You're gonna
I'm not kidding when I say I will burn this bitch to the ground.
No, because then the cockroaches will really come out.
Girl, that's fine, because I ain't going to be anywhere near here, honey. I'm going to be on the next motorhome to Mexico, okay? My new name's going to be Jorge.
You don't want to do that. You know why? Because the bugs there are so big, you need to sleep with a net.
Oh, honey, that's what this feels like. I can't wait to film season 2 where you guys all have to come up here and bear the wilderness, because this will look traumatic.
Yeah. Wilderness, the roaches, the snakes, the chipmunks.
And then the propane heat, which is like $500 a month. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
But the best thing is I can get high-speed internet. So, you know. I got cable and high-speed internet, and there is pizza delivery, so we were okay.
I guess.
As long as Domino's can get to your house, it'll be all right.
Oh, I don't know about them, but there's some other places. I haven't tried, though. So, yeah, it's been a real hoot. A real experience. So, most of the rooms are painted. We then, you know, accidentally maybe forgot some shit at the old house. And then, what was the first? Last week, Thursday, so Wednesday, it took another 6 hours and about 7 truckloads of shit to clear out the basement, to which everybody then decided that I was a hoarder. Because now my 2-car garage is chuck full of shit, and all the rooms in the basement are chuck full of shit. It's kind of a problem. Apparently,
right.
I have a little more Christmas than I thought.
And Easter baskets.
Yeah, there's about 6 of them running around right now. Not okay.
Well,
and then today, Joe just had to go and get some more shit, because we did end up leaving some more stuff, to which my friend so greatly sent me pictures of and was like, you can't come get this shit. But the best part was, she was like, where are the curtain rods in the living room? I'm like, well, you didn't leave any when you left, so I didn't leave you any when I left. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
I'm the devil. And now, granted, when I moved into this house, all the curtains, there was already curtains and nice rods here, and I had the shitty ones up there. But I took them anyways, because I'm going to sell them for $1 at a garage sale.
When
are
you
going to buy
that?
Come by.
I'm going to buy me some lollipops.
Okay.
And I'm going to go throw it in the wood for the roaches. I have to feed the animals, you know. It's how I do, because I just feel bad. Those poor chipmunks, those sons of bitches. I went out there and I threw some cat food all around the woods for them.
Wow.
The problem is, though, the deer will come right up to the back of the house. That's a little freaky, especially when you have big glass doors. You know, it's a little scary because you're like, all it's going to take is one good kick of that hoof, man. They're coming in.
Well, they would only do that if they wanted to get in. I don't imagine that the deer is going to want to get in your house.
You know they smell the pork roast and they're like, dinner's on, let's go.
That's true.
Because we're not talking about like one or two. I don't know if deer's go in herds or what they go in, but it's like a whole clan of them. I didn't really know what to do. I'm like, oh, shit.
I go out and yell at him or something. I don't know.
Hell no, bitch. I mean, I was going to try to catch that one with the broken leg and all, but since then I've learned that the hoofs can kill you, and, well, mama ain't got time for that. I got shit to do and more rooms to paint.
Who
mm-hmm.
in the world ever thought they'd hear you saying that you were going to go catch a deer? Excuse me?
I know. Well, the best thing is when you come, Katrina, you get that there is 2 full bathrooms in this house.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yes. And the best part is the second one that has a stand-up shower has big glass doors that open up onto a deck that go out to the side yard. So that's going to be your bathroom. So I hope you're feeling extra ballsy.
Hell yeah.
Right.
I'll shower butt naked outside. Yeah.
Put on a little show for the beer.
Yeah, the toilet is, like, right next to one of the glass panels. Like, it's amazing. And everybody's like, oh, my God. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, there's an empty field next to us, but it's, you know, between the field and here, it's like woods. So, I mean, if somebody comes up the back at the side of the house, I could see that being an issue. So I threw some curtains up for them because my mother don't like the main bathroom because the toilet is real short-like. And she said it was perfect for Midge. Well, Midge came over, and it doesn't apparently flush to her standards. So she uses the big kid's bathroom. Who knew?
What? You have a short toilet?
Yeah, like Joe's mom was here.
Different height.
You know, Terry's pretty tall. She's like Joe, 6-something. Yeah. Well, the sink's really low, too. Like, it's just above my kneecaps. Like, there's a huge counter. I'll put pictures. And it's real short. And, the toilet's just as short. Like, you know, you kind of got to get some extra oomph to get off it. My mom's getting old and tired, so she can't really get off the john. So she uses the one with the windows.
I'm glad you warned me because, I mean, toilets are, for the most part, I would argue, a pretty much standard height. And you encounter one every so often that's a little short, and you wait because you let go because you think the toilet's going to be there, and then you fall like another 6 inches.
Well, that's kind of how this works because this one is quite low. Like, in the other one, Midge can, like, swing her feet off of. But, you know, she doesn't like the other one because she says it doesn't flush to her standards.
Well,
and, you know, I don't really appreciate when you come to my house and leave skid marks in my john. Like, it's just not polite.
Oh, wow. You gotta say that just now? Really?
Yeah.
Poor Midge. Jeez Louise.
I know it,
girl.
Listen, tell Midge
that if she's leaving marks in the toilet like that, she's not eating right. Because, you know, according to some folks that I listen to, if you have to wipe your ass more than once after you shit, you're not eating right. Your poop should not be gooey. It should not be gooey.
I'm going to hang up. I got to go.
Well, I read a report contrary to that, but we won't even go into it because we don't want to gross Miss Katrina Johnson out.
Thank you.
But we need to give a little shout-out to Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon Style. That happy 20 years, bitch.
Oh.
20 years, hey.
I know, I feel so old. What the hell?
I know, you were like 2 when that show came out. I just don't know how they made you look older.
I know, it was weird.
So did they send you any gift basket? Like, did you get anything? Did Nickelodeon send you anything?
Oh, did you get some fruit?
It's funny. It's not called Dollarodian.
Oh! That's fresh.
I think that is a no.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know they sent that crazy bitch Amanda Bynes something.
Oh, them fighting words right now.
I know it, Kirk. I know it. I love you anyways. So, what happened was, who are all these people on the line? Let's see who this one is. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, did you go away?
I didn't hear myself for a second.
Oh, you got
to
switch for it?
He had to leave some skid
marks.
Oh! He had to take a poo.
Yeah, see what happens? Live and uncensored. That's what it's called.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Just, you know, Katrina didn't get a fruit basket. It was kind of rude.
Yeah,
it was pretty
rude.
Oh.
So, Lips, I don't know when the last times we've been on air with you. So, what the hell's going on besides your escort business?
You know, not much of anything, really. I mean, my life's not all that exciting. I work and I sleep.
Well, thanks for that update.
Like
now...
Like,
Mike.
I mean, I don't really know what else to say. I work and I sleep. Like, I don't have very much anything.
I need some
going
clarification
on
this where you work exactly, because I'm getting real confused.
He's an escort.
I'm a nightly escort. Yeah, I make the big bucks, but I mean, the hours kind of suck. But yeah, it's great. I'm meeting a lot of new people.
What exactly do you? What do you do for these folks when they call?
Well, you know, that's kind of confidential. But you know, confidentiality is kind of a big thing in this industry. But, you know, it just depends. Like, sometimes they'll call me, you know, just wanting to go out to dinner. You know, they just want a dinner date. Sometimes they want me to go with them to see a movie.
Wait,
you're
serious?
Sometimes it's naked housekeeping. yeah. Sometimes I'm a naked driver. You know?
What?
Oh, I hope it's not on Letter. I hate it when you leave the ball print. I don't like it when people do that.
Mm. But leather feels so good against your bare butt.
Oh, my.
What the
heck? Oh, my.
It's great.
Katrina.
I love it.
I think we finally shocked her. It finally happened. Katrina Johnson has been officially shocked.
Yeah.
And last night, my client last night, she was crazy. I mean, it was weird.
Wait, you're fucking
weird shit.
Serious right now?
Katrina A. Johnson, the human lie detector, cannot tell that I'm making this up.
It sounded legit. I didn't think you knew that much about weird
stuff.
You
know, it did. I mean, I thought you worked at, like, a tow yard for dispatch or something, like, at night, and then you started going on about it. I'm like, oh, shit, maybe this is for real. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, wait, not sweet little Jamesy, what?
Hey, you know, I've discovered myself a lot over the last couple of months, and I just had to let my freak flag fly.
Bitch got to pay a light bill somehow.
I mean,
okay,
exactly.
Like a freak last fly. I ain't mad at you.
Damn.
I mean, I don't do anything that I would not, that I would be ashamed of. So, and I ain't ashamed.
I never do anything that I'm not afraid to do to myself.
Right?
I never do anything that I'm afraid to discuss on Uncensored Radio.
Right. And it's, I mean,
okay,
it's
that is a lie.
No, I think it's pretty honest.
I say that with love.
So you know, Miss Katrina, I'm kind of curious to see what kind of plan you've hatched for our special guest that's coming on later, this Mr. Austin St. John.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that, and it just depends. Is he single?
You know, I'm not sure.
You know, I think he's married, actually.
Well,
I'm not sure.
That could derail my whole interview.
Oh.
Hmm. Interesting.
What's that? But, you know, if Jeffrey can find the clip, I know Mr. Austin St. John had a great message for all of the fans that listen to our show so regularly.
Great. You want me to find a clip that I don't even know what it's labeled? That's wonderful.
Second one down from the top.
Here it is.
Hey, guys. This is ASJ, Austin St. John. I'm going to be a guest and having some fun with Uncensored Radio very soon. We'll be talking about all sorts of things, but really, I want to answer each of your questions. Each of you have a chance to enter the Photo Fandom Contest to win a chance to ask me your question yourself. Straight up, man. For more information, be sure to tune in next week or go to www.myuncensoredradio.com. Keep an eye on my Facebook and my Twitter for contest information. I can't wait to see you guys at the convention so we can get back to action.
That's right, and
while
Jeffrey unmutes Toya, I'm going to fill you in on the contest. Did you get that little hint there?
She has been muted.
Oh, okay. So basically, yeah, what's going
on?
You guys just need to take your fandom stuff, whether you want to do some cosplay or, you know, you want to show us all the stuff that you bought at all these conventions, some autograph stuff, posters, if you make helmets, fan fiction, fan art. Take a photo, tweet it to @KarenAshley or @Austin. I forget his Twitter off the top of my head right now, but tweet either one of them. Make sure you use the hashtag UCR. That's the only way we can track your posts. And Miss Ashley and Mr. Austin are going through and picking some crazy ones, and I think we're going to get 10 people to join us for the interview, and then some of you are going to get to ask some questions. So check out myuncensoredradio.com for more details. Toya!
Hello, darlings.
Hello.
That was such a professional announcement about the contest and all that good stuff. I feel like I really know what's what now, you know?
Well, I want to talk to this dude because after hearing his little clip, that's the first time I've heard it because I've been gone, you know. He kind of sounds like he could be a male phone sex operator. I don't know if it's just me, but woof, he sounds like
a little
bit. You know, like, I think he smokes the Pall Malls, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what that means,
actually. I don't know what that means either. What does that
mean? I'm not sure. That's code for something. I don't know.
Yeah, he smokes Pall Malls. Maybe it's Marlboros. I don't know, but we'll ask him. Well, he probably won't tell us. I don't know. Superheroes aren't supposed to play the thing. But maybe we can ask him if he saw me on the set after, you know, we found out that all those times Toya thought I was a Power Ranger.
Yes! I just knew
That's
it.
That's funny. What color was he, pink?
I don't know.
I was like, girl, the fat dude role had already been filled. Like, Polly was straight at it. And I'd just be bitter as shit because, you know, I wouldn't have no money. But then I could be making money at the movie. It would be all right.
Jeffrey was the Rainbow Ranger. He had a very special episode that he was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just never aired.
Yeah. It was the lost episode. He was the Rainbow Ranger. Because what had happened was Lord Zedd, like, used some sort of thing and mushed all the Rangers together and made a Rainbow Ranger, and Jeffrey played that part.
Okay,
like
you
it.
Know a little
I
bit too much.
There. If they had the Power Rangers, like, if it was, like, 2014, like, they would have a Rainbow Ranger.
They do have
and
a show on
to
now.
Get married.
Yeah,
it's
but
there
it
ain't no
real
rainbow
deal.
People.
Because they don't, they're not gangster like they used to be back in the day.
It's true. I do want to see like overly gay ranger, you know, that's like, bitch, come over here. Like, I'm going to get your ass, you buddy.
Yep.
You come here. I'm going to get you. Oh, hell no. Girl, it's morphin time. I'd love to see that.
The morpher is like a purse or a murph. Yeah, that would be hot.
Right. Right?
I think we should all petition Saban to make it happen.
Like, bitch, I can't wear a communicator. It doesn't go with this outfit.
That would be dope.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be I'd watch it. Could he be lavender?
I would totally watch it just to see that.
It would be a good time, right? But have you, I don't know if you had seen it or not, but if you have been tuning in to Lifetime on Tuesdays at 10 for True Tory, ooh, child. Ooh.
Yeah, she has had, like, mad drama this year. Like, what's up? Are they still together?
We don't know because they filmed this show in real time. Pretty close to real time. They started filming at the beginning of April, and the show started airing, I don't know, like April 26th or something. So it was like a three-week delay, really. And I've been watching, you know, because I loved me Tori Spelling's first show. And this one's more like docu-film, like it's not kind of all set up like the other one. But a few things. This bitch needs to go eat a cheeseburger or six because she is so bony. I don't even want to offend an Ethiopian and say that's what she looked like, but she need to eat because it's not. She doesn't look good. Like, and then she's wearing tank tops. I'm like, what's this bra doing with her life right now? Why is she walking around in a tank top and all I can see is that she looks like Skeletor? And I love Tori, but I'm a little worried for her, you know what I mean? And then, like, she even addressed it in the show. She's like, that was a picture from 6 years ago and I was sick. It was on a cover of a magazine. But now we get flash forward to Dean. And the therapist in the first episode, like, called him out as, like, a liar. He's like, well, you're a liar. And you admit that, like, you're a compulsive liar. And he was like, yeah, I am. I've done it my whole life, blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of crazy. And, like, every time he comes on, I just, like, bullshit. Like, I don't buy anything the guy's saying. And it's horrible, and I feel bad because I loved him both. And he played a great character on their reality show. But it's, you know, I feel bad. And at first, I thought maybe it was a little scripted. But then in the second and third episode, like, you really see that she's tore up over this. And, you know, I got to give it to her to have the balls to put it on TV. You know, like, make your paper. She got, like, $100,000 for 6 episodes. Like, you know, it's been documented they had some money trouble. So, baby, do you. Do you and get paid. But, you know, I think it takes a lot of balls. And, you know, I think when you have a celebrity, any celebrity, really, and something like that goes on and the story breaks, all the fans want to know. So if you're going to be, you know, hounded by photographers and paparazzi, like, why not make some money?
Might as well get paid.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, I'm all about it, but, like, him, I'm just, I'm not loving him. Like, she started to try to tell him how she feels, and he's just like, I'm just sitting here. I am looking at the crack in the window, and last time we were here, and now I just thought about jumping out of the window, and I wanted to kill myself. And I'm just like, oh, this bitch.
Why?
Like, he's totally because he's deflecting everything. Because when you're guilty of something like that, or you're trying to get your ass out of the hot seat, you're going to be like, oh, you know, the self-pity party. And, you know, oh, I wanted to kill myself. Well, and then Tori starts freaking out. She's, like, crying because apparently she did not plan for that to make it to air. So they, like, kind of halt production a little bit. They do some typing on there.
Wow.
They catch a few back scenes of, like, her, like, how is this going to affect his career? Can we bring this up? And the producers are like, we have to shut it down right now. He needs to have a psych eval, like, him saying this on air. Like, we need to make sure that he's okay to keep filming. So they, like, shut it down for a day, and they had to call Lifetime and the lawyers and all this. I mean, it was just kind of like, damn. But I just don't, you know, I want to believe the guy, but I don't. Like, I just don't. And he's like, I have an alternate ego, and it's Dino. I'm like, yeah, Dino, go fuck yourself.
You know,
and then,
be happy. I mean, come on, if someone's going to off themselves on TV, that's good for ratings.
Well,
it?
He wasn't,
I mean,
at the moment, but he was talking about how it happened like a month prior or whatever. But
oh,
and then the thing
right,
that got me,
you.
The best part was the last episode, the third one, her friend's on there, some dude she met with the school or whatever. He's like, she's like, you know, I just can't believe he cheated on me. He's like, wow, weren't you both married to other people when you met? And he kind of called her out. I was like, oh, shit. But it's a good
I'll
point.
Out.
And this brings me to my question. If you start a relationship in dishonesty, i.e. you're both married and you're both cheating on your spouses and leave them for this, you know, the new person, can you ever really trust the other person because you met in a dishonest way?
Nope.
I don't know. I know some people who've done that and they lived happily ever after. They just felt like, you know, they met the right person at the wrong time. And then there's some people that have built a deep. I don't know, because I know just as many people who don't do that and have just a problem.
I think it's really interesting because I've had some friends that have done it and it, you know, didn't really go well for them. And I'm like, because they all, you know, both of them are like, oh, you're cheating. No, you're cheating. Oh, you're talking to this one or you're talking to that one. And I'm like, bitches, well, what do you think you're going to do?
Yeah, so you're saying foundation was just started on lies, so.
Yeah, I mean, and I do believe, I think you're right, though, Toya, that there are people that, you know, maybe they just met at the wrong time, you know, or and they were meant to be, and that they can live happily ever. I do believe that does happen, but I feel like that's the minority of it, where the, you know, the other folks, like, are you looking at her or her or her?
Right, right, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of just went through this. When I met my guy, he had a situation, we'll call it. He had like a, he was engaged and he was trying to get out of it, and I didn't know that. And so flash forward a few months, he finally did like get out of it. They moved into separate houses. They're completely separate. And now he can finally start things with me. But because he lied to me about it the whole time, like, I'm never going to trust him. So I just was like, nope, nope, nope. There's no point. Like, now I know everything. And now, like, now you've kind of made it all true. And now you could maybe have some sort of credibility because you did what you said you were going to do. But it's too late. Because if you lied to her, you're just going to lie to me more.
Right.
And
well,
you've
and
already
this
been
my
lying
thing.
This long, so no, I can't trust you. I never will, so there's no point. Bye, Felicia.
And even
well,
when it's more...
So one of my friends, she told the guy, because he didn't really want to be with her, and he was either married or... I think he was definitely married. And he wanted to leave the wife for her, and she said, no, if you're going to leave, leave, and then we could pick up, you know, a year later or something, but don't.
Yeah.
Why do you have to leave and then bounce right into my bed? She's like, no,
yep.
You have to leave her, you have to leave her regardless.
Yeah.
Right, don't just leave her for me.
Right. And he had a big problem with, well, I don't want to leave her if there's no guarantee. But yeah, but what it sounds like to me is you just don't want to be by yourself. So.
Right.
Handle your business through the back and forth, and we'll pick up later. You know.
Yeah, I think it would be really hard for me. I agree with all of that. Like, if I went into a relationship with someone knowing that it got started because we were doing the dirty on somebody else, I totally have that personality where I would think they were constantly doing something. You know, I mean, you... Relationships are all about trust, and I don't know how you could build that if the whole thing started with mistrust, you know?
Well, I think
yes,
it's you. It's different if it's not both of you. Like Katrina's situation, she went in being free, single, and ready to mingle, and he was the one tied up. To me, that speaks to, like, this dude's got a lying problem. And,
yep.
Like, you can't fix that shit. Like, that just doesn't change. You know, we have a friend of the show, used to be a friend of the show, who's a compulsive liar and constantly made bullshit up. And you just don't change that. Like, you know, I felt that when you know, you know,
Amazon.
Everybody I think has that person in their life that you just know they're lying and they're liars and whatever. It is what it is. And I always feel like there's always, like, maybe it's because nobody's calling them out on their shit. So... I, of course,
well,
decide
Well, big-time liars do get called out on it. It still doesn't change. Like you said, you can't – I don't believe you can really change anything about a person. They can decide to change themselves at some point,
right.
But it won't have anything to do with
all
what you want or think they should be doing. So
right.
A liar is a liar, a cheater is a cheater, an asshole is an asshole. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of
yeah.
– especially as adults, you kind of have to accept the package as is. Please don't think you can change someone.
Right.
So,
this is true.
A very unforgiving
well,
job, and you will
it is,
no
and it's funny
labor.
Because I, you know, I do foster care, and I we do respites, so we have kids, you know, kind of different kids come in and out every once in a while, and one girl was in that situation where she's like, oh, he's going to change, and I'm like, no, bitch, he won't, mm-mm.
No, he won't, not because of you, yeah, no, people change because they have to change because of something that happens to them, and then it still might not be the thing you wanted them to change. You got to accept the package as is. It's like, really, buyer beware. So,
mm-hmm.
Please don't think
yep.
you
got to
say.
And, you know, that truth. Is something that Tori Spelling had said in, I think, the first episode. She's like, well, there were signs a couple months in that there was issues. And she didn't really go into details about this stuff. But there was a couple things where she said where there were signs from the beginning of some issues. And I'm like, bitch, the first issue should have been he was married and he was in the middle of adopting a child with his previous wife, and he stopped
what?
The adoption. Like, that would bother me. Like, that would kind
well,
of be a deal breaker.
Well, she knew all of that. She knew all that, and she probably felt like, oh, well, he just loves me so much, and he would really do
no.
this for me. You know,
that's terrible.
Girl crap.
Right, like, but how do you, you know what I mean? It'd be like if she was pregnant and he left her. Like, you just, you know, like, they had already had a biological child together. So
mm-hmm.
they were in the process of adopt. And I'm just like, what the hell?
How is that not a red flag?
Right. Like, and, you know, she just had said things. But so my next question is, how do we feel about this? Are we okay with her putting her marital problems on the TV? Is it going too far? Like, have we reached a new low? And
are you kidding? This is 2014. Everybody's doing it. I mean, I can't even
mm-hmm.
know. The judgment on that kind of stuff, we're so far gone from that. Everything is on TV. Everything. I mean, it's
yep.
just ridiculous, the stuff that.
Wow, but I feel like this is the
it.
First. This is the first time, though, that I can think of, that I remember, that there's been a specific show about her about a celebrity's marriage breaking up. Like, we've seen it on shows
no,
because it's
that's
happened.
That's not true. I've seen tons of them. There's even a really big gospel group called Mary Mary, and they have a reality show. And this whole season, you know, is about her finding out that her husband had been cheating. I mean, they are all doing it. Because it's just
right, but I mean, but that already happened while the show was in progress, though, right?
No, it did. It happened, and then they had to shoot. So there's, like, you know, her marriage was one of the focal points in the show. So it has to continue, right? So this is what they're dealing with this season. Her trying to figure out what she's going to do. Is she going to stay? And they have, like, 99 kids and all, you know.
Well, I know who you're talking about. I love that one song.
Too.
Take your shackles off and dance. Michael, you know it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Mary Mary.
Who doesn't? And so they're dealing with that. And like I said, he's her music manager, too, which is why he is definitely a focal point of the show, because he manages the group. That's pretty big. They're huge.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, and she was on Wendy Williams and talking about how they were going to, you know, they actually do have some power in the show. And like, you know, I felt like this is what happens in relationships and people need to know. You know, these can happen, and this is what we're doing about it. I mean, I was like, wow, I could never do that, because I don't want you capturing those moments when I want to kill him, and I try.
Right. Right. So. Yeah, I don't know that I could do that. Like, that would be something I'd probably shut it down immediately, because I'm not, you know, I'm more so okay, I think, than Karen and maybe even Katrina with airing some things out. But, like, that to me is such a private emotional thing. Like, I, you know, when something bad happens in my life, I don't even, like, want anybody knowing. Just
right.
Because I don't want the sympathy, the, are you okay? Like, I don't want the phone
right.
calls. I kind of just want to be
really
alone.
And half of it is just nosiness. And I don't know. I just can do with that. And but, you know, then again, I don't even want to be on a show where people get to fight me and pull my hair. I spend a lot of money on my hair. Why does that do? Piss me off.
So what you're
I'm
saying is, what you're saying is, you don't want to be a part of the Real Housewives of Burbank County with Miss Ashley, right? That's what you're saying?
Honestly, they're mild. Those shows are mild in comparison to a lot of the other ones, like the Love and Hip Hop and the all these other shows.
Bad
like,
Girl.
They're mild, but they do. Those people go, and oh, my God, basketball-wise, they straight out fight. I wish you would hit me. Are you kidding? I'm suing everybody. Like, I couldn't do that. I would be afraid to go on that show. Anyway, I'm too much of a man. You come at me about to hit me, I'm going to run. And then that's going to be all over the internet. So I can't be involved in any of it. Honey, those Housewives shows are tame. At least they just pull your hair. These other ones, they rip your dress off, bite you, your boob pops out. It's too much.
Well, you know, I think for me, and I don't know if Katrina would agree with me on this, I would be okay with letting certain things be on the show that I would ordinarily not be comfortable with if I was being compensated well enough. Because I'm the type
right.
of person, you can just about almost put a dollar amount on anything. And if you throw a certain amount at me, depending on the situation, I might be like, you know what? I can live with that.
Okay, that's true. Let me backtrack. Except the fight. You can't hit me. I'm sorry. You cannot hit me. That's where I stop. But, yeah, there is a dollar amount probably that you can put on anything.
Well, brother, maybe you might not want to be in season two of Uncensored Reality because in the first season, Miss Katrina Johnson can tell you, we had like a little play fight in our photographs and I accidentally ripped out her weave.
Mm-hmm. You
oh.
I have some very expensive hair.
I
are you kidding? Uh-uh. Mm-mm. And I know it's sewed in, so you really ripped hard.
Yeah.
We were in the moment.
You know how much a sew-in cost in those areas? No. You would go down, Jeff. Down. No pressure.
Oh, girl, speaking of no pressure, I tell you what, I was scrubbing my floors the other day listening to Miss Toya Nash, No Pressure. So if you need some cleaning music, some soul search music, if you driving to Kentucky, you know, for a Power Ranger convention like I was, I had Miss Toya Nash on repeat. So you need to go check that out. Toya, tell them where you could buy that.
everywhere. iTunes, Amazon, everywhere. Those are the only two you really need, huh? Rhapsody, Spotify, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's Toy and Nash. The CD is called Him, ... on purpose. Who knows where these things really end. But you, scrubbing the floor, I have heard so many horror stories about your place. Are the snakes gone? What's happening now?
The snakes are gone. The bugs are gone. The floors are clean. It's getting there.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, and it's my fault. You know, my friend's very busy. She has five kids. You know, so, and I just need...
3 acres?
Pretty much. Pretty yeah. Actually, there is a trailer park a couple miles down the road. Well, it's a little further down the road. But there is a trailer. It used to be called Green Acres, so it's close enough, though.
Oh, my goodness. Do you love it,
but
or are you over it?
I do love it. No, I actually enjoy it. I love waking up in the morning, looking out into the woods in my backyard. And going out in the morning and smoking my cigarette and having my coffee is very peaceful. A lot of woodpeckers, lots of
making
noise.
Speaking of woodpeckers, what did you do in the woods today?
Went for a walk that I'm not going to talk about.
I'll come, but I'm not going to. Ashley or who was that? Karen and Mike Jay talking about a camping out, or I'll be in the inside. I can't be out there with the elephants.
Shush, girl, it's for a reality show. You know we're just setting the tents up, acting like we're going to sleep, and then we run it back on the inside.
Listen, all I'm going to say is this. Don't come a-knocking if my tent be a-rocking, or don't come a-making up on me if my tent be a-shaking. All right.
Well, Mike, I just have this to say to you. Please don't bring those pillows because they will attract bears, probably. Please don't bring
those.
Did you throw those out?
I did. I should update the listeners. Thank you for reminding me. After getting so many tweets and Facebook posts about my grungy pillows that I've had 12
thank
years.
Thank you.
I did replace them. I have brand new pillows now. It was a little bit hard to let them go because I get attached to things. You know,
oh, Lord.
People,
clearly.
Things. Yeah.
Clearly. They look horrible.
I replace my pillows every 6 months.
Yes.
Who can afford my pillows? God, my pillows are like $200 a piece. I can't afford to do that shit every 6 months. I can't afford to do it every 12 years.
Bitch,
where are you
spending
so much money on pillows?
Black
Friday.
Then buy cheaper pillows and replace them.
I get like $100 pillows, a little over $100 pillows, for like $10 on Black Friday. That's why I buy new pillows, but I usually buy 4 pillows every year, you know, for the spare bed and our bed, and then I switch them out. So I don't do 6 months, I do a year.
There you go.
That's
but
nice.
At least that's a year. I think Mike Jay's had graduated from high school. Like, it was crazy.
They did. He's had those since high school. It's nasty.
How
you get all up to him.
How many kids in there?
9 million trillion.
How many skin cells are in there? I want to, like, take those pills and send them to this lab.
Yeah, I would love to have, well, here's the kicker part. It's probably not just my skin cells, and not because of the obvious, because I have folks over, but they were actually display pillows that I picked out in the garbage from a place that I used to work that was like a Pottery Barn. So, you know,
tell me you're making
That is the legit truth. Back in the day when I was poor folk, I did go through the garbage outside the store that I worked at and stole the display pillows that they threw out.
Mm-mm.
You got problems, buddy.
The story just gets worse and worse.
I admit it.
Well, I don't know. If I saw some $200 pillows laying around, that it would just, I might do it too and take them home and sanitize them.
Well, it's, I mean, obviously I wash them.
And then you never wash them again?
No, I've washed them a few times, but as of recently, until I replaced them, I had to stop washing them because they were getting to the point where the fabric was getting so thin that the goose was starting to come out.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Well,
oh,
I'm just, Lord. We don't even rehash it. I'm just proud of you, and I'm glad that your disease pillows have been discarded.
Yes. I am disease pillow free. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I'll let you know, Toy, the next time I go up there, because you know I'm going to go check his pillows, just like the fact that he told everybody he bought a second toilet brush to scrub his shower, and as a matter of fact, it happens, he's still using his toilet brush to clean his shower.
No, I have a separate brush. I have a separate brush.
No, he doesn't. He's not telling you the truth. Oh, my
right.
gosh.
It's not right. It's not right. Cut it out.
Listen. Mr. Jeffrey needs to quit while he's ahead because guess what? The next time I come out to his house for season two, I'm bringing my toilet brush with me, and I'm cleaning all of his tubs and showers with that toilet brush.
Look at I'm going to be mad at you. You go right ahead and clean my shower, and when you're done, I'm just going to throw bleach all over it and sanitize it. But thanks for cleaning. I appreciate it.
I love bleach. Bleach is
wonderful.
It sure
is. I
love bleach except on my hair and on my teeth.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I only love bleach on my hair and teeth.
Well,
I'm good
kids,
too.
We're running down to the very last few minutes here. So, Katrina, tell everybody where they can find us.
Well, they can find us on www.myuncensoredradio.com.
Okay, and James, where can they follow you on Twitter?
I'm really simple. You can follow me at James Hankins or at Lips on the Air.
And Mike J?
You actually can follow me on Twitter now. I'm back at Mike J Cummings, and also you can read all about me on myuncensoredradio.com.
And Miss Toya Nash.
On Twitter, please follow me at Miss Toya Nash. That's M-S-T-O-Y-A Nash. And follow me on Instagram, too, at Miss Toya Nash as well. I'm really liking this Instagram thing. Kind of cool.
Ooh, I am. And you can follow me at Jeffrey Emmett on the Twitters. And, of course, follow our show at Uncensored Radio. Go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Uncensored Radio. It's been a blast, kids.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it really
has.
Great
job,
everybody.
I need to. I need to get on the show more.
I know. Well, you're so busy.
I know.
It's crazy.
So busy with that
craziness.
You know, but and I have to say, I think my busiest night has been. I think I had like 10 clients in one night.
Oh my!
God.
Shit, cray.
We're talking about lying. I'm just saying. I think Lips and Nose just grew.
I got to go buy pillows.
Go get your pillows, boo-boo. Oh, Lord, child. All right, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Take a little time to enjoy Uncensored Radio, and make sure you're clicking our ads, because, frankly, we need some cash flow up in here. Have a good night.
Woo-hoo.
Good night. Night, everybody.